I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Any discussion? You want to call the roll on the motion to approve the minutes?
Okay. Ms. Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Mr. Plavach?
Yes.
Ms. Price?
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker?
All right. The next thing on the agenda is the public hearing on the request for zoning variation for the property 214 Gale. So we begin by asking everyone who intends to address the board tonight to please stand up and get sworn in.
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the Village River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a penny offense with a fine. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matters before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
All right, so we would ask the applicant to please step up to the podium and address, identify yourself and go ahead and make your presentation to us.
I got it. There we go. All right. Hi, my name is Kristen Carlson Bogan. I reside at 214 Gale. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you this evening. You have in front of you a request for a variance to the height restriction in the zoning for River Forest for garages. We have requested that the code requirement of not exceeding 18 feet in height or 1.5 stories, whichever is less, to be allow for a variation to 25 feet 9 inches with 2 stories. That is our request. You have some additional answers to questions. We are doing this simply in order to be able to have the garage architecturally look like our house. Originally, I have our architect here, and originally when we had looked at some designs, it would have been a little bit larger, and then we brought in the footprint a little bit smaller in order to bring the variation down. But it's still based on the way that the gambrels and the architecture, to keep the soundness of the architecture, would still get above that current zoning level. That's as simple as it is. I can speak some more, but I have a feeling if you have questions, that might be easier for me to answer some questions. It's just as simple as that.
All right. Anybody have any questions for the applicant?
How much different is the footprint than what we have there now?
It's very slight. It's pretty much the same. It's just in a different location. So it's being moved into the back corner, but it's and shifting the direction. But otherwise, it's about the same footprint.
I have a question. Is it going to be closer to the property line in the back?
It will be closer to the property line in the back, yes.
When we consider the application, we are required to consider the hardship that you might face. So, mm-hmm. Would you like to address that so the board has some idea what you think the hardship is?
The hardship is the consistency between the architectural integrity of what the house is compared to what the garage would look like, and we're not able to have it appear in the same way and have that architectural integrity between the two without this variance. And like I say, we did condense it a bit so that we could still fit 2 cars in and still be able to be in the dimensions to be able to be usable as a garage. And because of the way that the gambrels work in the architecture of the house to replicate that in the garage, we would not be able to do it if there was not a variance.
All right. Any other questions at this point for the applicant? Do you have anybody else that's going to speak on your behalf or part of your team or anything to present?
Well, I have one of my neighbors here who can speak. You have a letter from my other neighbor who is
well, we'll get to that when we have the public portion of the hearing. Is
okay.
There anybody else, your architect,
my architect,
contractor, anybody who wants to address us?
David, if you'd like to speak to it. I don't know if you really need to, unless there are specific questions.
Yeah. I have a question. Why the relocation of the garage from the existing space? I mean, you're obviously closer to the line, to the property line.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a reason for switching?
Primarily just to be able to use the space better. The space that we are proposing using is not, we have had a little garden there. There's a little bit, but we haven't really been able to use the space. So this way we'd be able to use the space better. We want to reduce the concrete or the paved part of the yard as well. So we're going to use permeable pavers, and you can kind of see in the drawing that there's two lines. So it'd be a ribbon driveway.
If I'm not mistaken, this is going to take away actual green space because you're adding more pavers and concrete.
I don't believe it will. Partly the ribbon, there'll be some added green space in there. There's the concrete that is taken away. If you think about the hypotenuse of a triangle, there's going to be a significant portion that will be replaced with greenery when that corner is made. And we do plan on using some kind of permeable paver or something that would actually be better than a slab of concrete. We do not have a bathroom in the existing. For us to be able to use the space around the garage and have people be able to go in and use the bathroom in the garage instead of having to go into the house.
So you quoted section 1086A as limiting the authorized height to 18, or in 1.5 stories, but you didn't quote the rest of that paragraph. And that paragraph says that, and this is an accessory building, it says an accessory building shall not contain an inhabitable second floor. And then if you went back and you read the definition of an inhabitable that's set out in our code, it says a space designed for human occupancy having amenities or improvements normally associated with human habitation. Examples of such amenities or improvements shall include but not be limited to plumbing, running water, bedroom, living room space, furniture, toilet, kitchen area, or associated appliances. So aren't you asking us to grant you not only a height variation, but to make the second floor into inhabitable space?
My understanding of how that was drafted was that there is the ability to have some, not, you can't have everything so it's habitable, but if you had one of those, such as a bathroom, that could be present.
And where did you get that understanding from?
The way that I read, and I don't have the whole, what you just read, I do not have in front of me right now, but reading that, and I just was under the impression that was the case.
Okay. Any other questions? And then if there's no one else that you want to address the board on your behalf, then we will.
David, would you like to address?
Well, if you step up and identify yourself, we know who you are, but this way.
I'm Dave Muriello, the architect. What if the bathroom's at grade level?
Well, did you read the code?
The upstairs is just, it's just a storage space.
The way I read this, it says an accessory building shall not include an inhabitable second floor. So, you know, that's not the plan that was submitted to us.
That's true.
So I don't know if you thought we were going to overlook this or what.
I apologize. Would you please repeat that? What did you just say?
I didn't know. I don't know if you thought we were going to overlook the fact that there's
no
bathroom and running water on the second floor.
I mean, this is what my clients are proposing to build, and, you know, that's why we're here.
Okay. But that's not the relief that she's asked for in the petition.
I apologize because I did not think that that was a relief that we had to request, so that's why we did not include that. The bathroom is really more for convenience for us to be able to use the space around the garage outside and not be able to trample any into the main house if there are people who are out in that area. There is no plan to use that as a habitable space.
Okay, so we'll ask anybody else who's here to address us now, and then you'll have an opportunity to the final word. So do you want to call whoever signed up?
Sure. I'm Laura Makruck. I'm at 210 Gale, right next door to the Vogans. I just am here to support their plan. I was before this board, I think 3 years ago, asking for a similar variance, a height variance for our garage. And you granted it, and it's a beautiful garage. We get lots of compliments on it. I think that in particular, the houses in our part of River Forest, which happen to be some of the oldest houses in River Forest, and tend to be Victorians, which are very tall and have these roof designs that are not the same as many other River Forest houses, that when we want to make garages that look like our houses, it causes this issue with the height variance. So I think, I mean, just saying that ours turned out really well, looks beautiful, no issues, nobody's inhabiting the second floor. I hope that you will support the variance.
Any questions? Thank you, Laura. All right, is anybody else in the audience that wants to address the board on this issue, on this application? All right, you got an opportunity to say, sum up what you want. If there's anything new you want to tell us, please go ahead and do so.
Well, first of all, I appreciate your willingness to hear this. And I do request that you support the variance that is before you.
Thank you for coming. So with that, we'll close the public portion of the hearing, and we as a board will now discuss the application and make a recommendation to the Village Board of Trustees. Anybody got any comments?
One is, Cliff, now, do you think it's two variances that they're essentially seeking because of the plan, or is it one just because it's the same both sites?
It's one because of the same, it's all in the same paragraph.
Okay.
Unless you want to split them apart, which you have the prerogative to do.
I don't know if I would want to do that. I don't know if the homeowner would want that. I mean, you started to split the height, voting on that.
All right, any other questions, any comments? Are you ready to make a recommendation to the Village Board? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Dombrowski. Is there a second on the motion to approve this variation?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Village Board that this proposed variation be granted. Any discussion from the members? All right, you want to call the roll?
I just have one thing to say. I have three emails here that from neighbors who say they don't support
this. Oh, yeah.
And that really gives me some pause here. I think it looks like a beautiful plan. But, you know, when the neighbors aren't supportive, it makes me hesitant.
But you're referring to the emails that were on our desk tonight, all of which would be incorporated into the record when it goes to the Village Board. All right, any other comments, questions? All right.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
Ms. Price.
Yes.
Mr. Battese.
No.
Chairman Martin.
No.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Davis.
No.
Mr. Plavach.
No.
All right, so that the decision of the Zoning Board of Appeals that you've just heard is 3-4 in favor of it, so it doesn't pass. I think it can still go to the trustees, can it?
Yes, of course.
But if it goes to the trustees at this point, it needs a supermajority from the trustees to get approved. That's the decision of the Zoning Board of Appeals. Thank you for coming this evening. What else have you got for us, Mr.?
I think we have, there are some people in the audience who are here for the public comment portion of the agenda.
Okay.
Would somebody like to come forward and introduce themselves?
Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Rainier Ramos. Since 2007, we've been operating an AMI recognized Montessori preschool inside a United Methodist Church on Lake Street. And over the years, the demand just continued increasing for space for enrollment. The students that we have are from 2 to 6 years old. We have at this time maximized our space at the church. And for years, we've been looking for other spaces around River Forest that would allow us to open a couple of classrooms to expand our enrollment. Recently, with the help of a former parent of ours, we found a space that has been for lease for years now. But it's located in a C3 area, I think. So we are respectfully requesting for a special use for that space so that we can hopefully open a couple more classrooms in that area.
So you're asking tonight for a special use?
Yes.
And have you filed a written application?
Not yet. We just found out about the board meeting today, so we thought we'd just come.
Well, you're certainly welcome to, during the public comment portion, to tell us what you're intending to do, but there's nothing on the agenda for us to consider tonight.
Okay.
We will not be in a position to consider anything until you file the documents that the municipal code says you're supposed to file for us to consider.
Okay, we understand. Is that through the village? We're just not administrator. Okay, yeah.
So all right. We're not making any judgment tonight on whether
we understand. Yeah,
valid application or not. There's nothing for us to consider.
Okay, we were just wondering.
Let us know. That's great.
Okay,
glad you found some extra space.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else want to address us?
I think there's a point of clarification here. We were directed by Matt Walsh to come to this meeting and to also go to the village board meeting on Monday to ask your permission to ask to start the process to apply for the special use.
Do they need our permission to apply?
Don't think so, unless you want some feedback Council? From this board. Matter.
No. I mean, I have an email from him telling us that we should attend this meeting to...
You got a double header tonight. You got to speak on two things.
I know. It's crazy. So, I mean, we can talk to you a little bit about the question that we have been working with the village staff with on this, if you'd like, or if you would tell us that we can apply for this special use, we would gladly apply for it. That would be our preferred avenue. We were just directed to come here first.
I can clarify that there's legally nothing in the code that would require this body to give permission, to give some kind of pre-permission before the filing of an application when there's nothing before before the board. And just, it's the requirement of the Open Meetings Act that anything that this body would take action on would be officially placed on the agenda.
That makes sense to me too, which is why we asked for an application. Am I right? And they said, go to the board meeting. So we're here.
Well, it's
so is there an application online somewhere?
I'm personally not aware if it's online, but it's certainly available from the village.
The requirements are in the village, in the zoning ordinance.
Yeah, look at section 10-18-4. It sets out the procedures.
I don't have anything to write with, but you're telling me though, I'm happy to hear this news, honestly, that the process would be a more formalized process. We would put in writing our request Absolutely. And details and Absolutely. Then Otherwise, bring how, then it would come to you and then it would possibly go to the village board for further consideration, correct?
How are we going to know whether or not you meet the standards unless you give something to
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay.
It's not my hope to be here tonight. I mean, other than for 214 Gale also, but.
I am on the village's website right now, and okay. I can tell you that there's a flow chart, a Village of River Forest Special Use Permit Process flow chart, and that may be illustrative.
Okay.
Regarding that. So.
Okay. Then I think that we will regroup and we will file that, and then we will hopefully see you again.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else in the audience want to address us? Okay. What else, Mr. Reddits?
Next meeting is potentially December 14th.
But we have nothing that's been filed, right?
No.
All right. So
we'll have findings in 10 minutes. So
perhaps in January.
Maybe in January. Okay.
All right. All right, any questions? Somebody got a motion to dismiss?
Second.
Say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
No, I want to stay here all night.